Welcome to segment two of the 3-Point Stance. Here on our second segment, we're going to talk about some backup quarterbacks with some upside for you. Mm-hmm. These are quarterbacks that are probably being drafted for your backup role on your team,
right.
But they could end up being your starting quarterback by the end of the season.
Especially depending on who you have as your starting quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. So to start things out, we're going to talk about Matt Stafford, who is near and dear to all of our hearts anyway.
Ooh, the Lions go. Here's the risk with Stafford. It's always been injuries. He hasn't played more than two games in a row in his entire pro career. So you're taking a chance if you take him. And that's why I think he is being taken as a backup.
Yeah, nobody wants to rely on him right out of the gate.
But the numbers that he's put up this preseason, wow.
He's been looking really good in the preseason. I mean, and when you've got the type of weapons that he has to throw to, when you've got, you know, Calvin Johnson and Nate Burleson in the rookie Titus Young. And Brandon Pettigrew. I mean, he's got some crazy weapons to throw to, and he's just looked really good.
And even as best, you know, coming out of the backfield, which is going to help him. And that's the thing. Even though if you look at what's going on in the Lions' backfield, it's not looking that great. You know, you have Best, who is very injury prone.
You're not a big Jerome Harrison fan?
Harrison has a chance. Mike Bell,
we all know how much Brad loves Mike Bell.
I'm not even going to go there.
He drafted him in like the third round. It was crazy.
I'm not even going to go there. I think
Bell did get officially cut from the roster.
Thank
the Lord. I mean, that's the thing. When your backfield is bad or unreliable, what do? You air it out. You know what I'm saying? And they do it a lot. You know, fourth most passing attempts last season. So, I mean, if you can get him for a second, your backup, you're in pretty good shape. Honest Rob, do you have some stats that you could give us on Stafford, basically how he's kind of been looking so far in the preseason?
Matt Stafford, week three of the preseason, he was 12 of 14 for 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Wow.
That's all I can say.
That's a good game. And, you know, if he can carry that through the regular season.
And he's got the weapons there. You know, we know he has the weapons there. So, you know, he is someone that I would say, if you have, you know, like, you know, you had the unfortunate way of getting like a Jay Cutler for your starter or something like that, Stafford could definitely be your starter by, say, week three or four.
I think even if you have someone like a Matt Schaub or a Ben Roethlisberger, if Stafford can stay healthy, he could take over some of those guys, I think.
And it could even be a matchup play, you know, depending on who they're facing. If you have someone that's, you know, Matt Schaub maybe facing the Steelers, you might feel better, Stafford, if he's facing the Browns, you know? I mean, so definitely could be like a matchup play and could have some upside to you being your second string.
Definitely.
Another person we want to talk about, Ryan Fitzpatrick, gets a lot of flack, and I don't really know why. I had him last year. He tapered off a little bit at the end of the season, but really, I mean, he looks good all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
and seems to have some rapport going with Steve Johnson there, you know, slinging the ball around. So, I mean, I don't know where the negative feedback comes into this guy, because all I see is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean,
Honest Rob, you want to give us what Fitzpatrick did in his last game?
Yeah, week three, 11 of 12 for 165, 2 TDs, no interceptions.
Wow.
He had more touchdowns than he had incompletions. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, granted, this is preseason, but if he can take those numbers and put them, I mean, even somewhere close to that in the regular season, that's a steal right there. I mean, you can only name maybe 3 or 4 quarterbacks that would be a better, you know, play consistently than that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so, like I said, granted, this is preseason, but when you have numbers like that, there's definitely some potential there.
Yeah, I think he could definitely end up being your starting quarterback and, you know, again, sort of a matchups play. I mean, if you've got one of those sort of borderline top tier quarterbacks, you know, grab a Fitzpatrick also and, you know, see who's got the better matchup that week.
Another quarterback that is also kind of got some negative press, not really deserved either, Kyle Orton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really just because people love Tebow. And I guess now people love Brady Quinn, too.
Yeah.
They love them both the same.
They call him the co-number two quarterbacks.
The co-number two. You know, but really, I mean, if you look at what he's done, even last year, Brandon Lloyd had a phenomenal season.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not because Tim Tebow was the quarterback the last three games, okay? It's because Kyle Orton was giving them the ball. Honest Rob, can you pull up what Kyle Orton did the last game he played in?
Yeah, week three, 16 of 23 for 236, 1 TD, 1 INT. Keep in mind, he did make 23 attempts, so that's more on line of, you know, more, almost more to the point of a actual game.
Yeah, closer to what a full game would be.
But
yeah,
still 236.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all. Okay, the interception sucks, but you know,
well, you know, one interception. You know, I mean, you can pretty much count on most quarterbacks in the league. Yeah. You know, you count on one interception per game. So I mean, he's not exactly offline there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and like I said, even a game like that, that was an actual game. You know, it's not going to set your fantasy football team on fire, but it might get you the, you know, 7-8 points that you need to win.
Yeah.
You know, so. You
could do worse. We'll put it that way.
And I would say he would be more of someone I would feel more comfortable with, like, if your lead quarterback is injury prone or something like that.
Okay.
You know?
Like if you had Michael Vick.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a fill-in, you know, for the bye week. You know, I think that would – that's where I think he fits in more than, say, you know, like Stafford and Fitzpatrick that could become, like, every week starters, I think.
Okay.
But, you know, he's still good. And here's someone that's kind of been – going in different places in every different draft you seem to look at. Mm-hmm. Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman, I'm really big on him. I think his talent level is great. I watched him a lot last year because I had Mike Williams in a league.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they have a great connection going. But this preseason, Josh Freeman has looked horrible. I don't think he's thrown a touchdown yet.
Honest Rob, can you give us stats on Freeman in the last game he was in, kind of like how he's been looking so far?
The week three preseason, once again, completions 12, attempts 23, yards only 149, meaning his average is only at 6.5. So in his passer rating, I mean, obviously it doesn't mean much in preseason, but 72.6. So.
And no touchdowns, no interceptions.
Zero on both.
So the good news is he's not throwing the ball away. He's a young guy. You know, he's protecting the ball, which is good.
Yeah.
But, I don't think he's thrown a touchdown yet. And, you know, yardage isn't looking great from him so far. But hopefully, you know, it's just a timing issue. It's a very young offense.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they'll get that on track. I think he's got a world of talent.
I mean, if you look at the stats that he did last year, I mean, he made a guy like Mike Williams be, you know, in some leagues top five, you know, definitely top 10 in most as far as wide receivers go.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't do that by being a bad quarterback, you know. So he's got the arm. He's got running ability. So those are all things that you look for in a quarterback that can produce a lot of points for you. So definitely someone you should look at if you can get him as your second string, because there are a lot of people that will take him first string based on what he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else that kind of been going different places and different drafts too. Kevin Kolb, taken from Philadelphia to Arizona, from the backup of Vic to the starter there. He's got, you know, Fitzgerald as his wide receiver, which is never a bad place.
Always a good idea to be throwing to Fitzgerald.
What are you thinking about him so far?
Honestly, I'm not as high on him as I know you and Honest Rob are. I don't know. Honest Rob, do you have any stats for him last game? Maybe,
I do, Week 3 stats, 11 of 20 for 205 and one touchdown, no interceptions. What I like here is the 205 yards on 11 completions.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good game. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But, overall, I don't know. I watched him some in Philly. You know, I wasn't real high on his talent there. Arizona obviously liked him. You know, there's been a lot of talk even during the lockout and all that Arizona was trying to get Cobb. So I mean, obviously they like what they see. You know, I'll go ahead and defer to their coaching staff and say, you know, maybe they've made the right decision, but personally I'm not on board yet.
I think what I like about him is and that last game doesn't seem to really exemplify it much, but he seems to be more of an accuracy guy than a big arm guy. You know, he might not toss it downfield, you know, for a lot of yards, but it's more of a West Coast style offense that he's really good at. And I like accuracy a lot. So I think that he has the potential, especially with Fitzgerald there, to be that guy, you know, to be a top, you know, 15, I would definitely say, quarterback by the end of the season.
I think he could sneak up there, yeah. I could see that, I guess.
Someone you might be a little bit more high on, Sam Bradford. Second year, looked pretty good for a rookie his first year.
He looked phenomenal for a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, so what do you think going forward for someone like Bradford in this coming draft for this year?
Well, I think Bradford's in for a good year. I don't see him severely outproducing what he did last year. I think he'll improve. You know, it's his second year. He'll throw probably less interceptions, more touchdowns, a little more yardage.
Make more girls cry. sorry, it's completely off base.
He could make more girls cry. I don't know. But as far as football production goes, I think he'll take a little step up over last year. But again, last year he was quite good, especially for a rookie. So, I mean, you're looking for a pretty good season out of Bradford, I'd say.
Honest Rob, do you have some stats on Bradford, what he did last game?
Yep, 9 of 16 for 95 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. interception.
So not the greatest as far as yards go, but definitely throws the two touchdowns up there, yeah, which are good. Interception, to be expected, you know.
Like I said, he's still a young guy, you know, he's second
year. And that
year.
Team in general is just kind of young. And they're more, I mean, the Rams have always been run first, you know. So I think, you know, getting more familiar with the offense, I think you're going to look, a little bit of an uptick from last season. I don't think he's going to set your world on fire or anything. Mm-hmm. I kind of look at him as the Orton type, where might not be like an every week starter, but, you know, fill in, matchup play kind of thing, if you have him as a second string on your team.
Or if you just want to wait. I mean, if you want to load up on, you know, your running backs, your wide receivers, your tight ends early, you know, and wait on a quarterback, I think you can grab somebody like Sam Bradford and still be all right.
And here's someone that we kind of had to look at, all of us, a little bit before we did the show here. We're really impressed by his numbers. Colt McCoy, flying under the radar.
Colt McCoy is starting to look like an NFL quarterback, and it's a little freaky.
Oh, yeah. Really looking good out there. Honest Rob, can you tell us maybe what he's done in the past couple games here?
Yeah, week three, only 9 of 18, 89 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. But kind of what we're referring to is more the week two performance. He only had 18 attempts, 10 of which completed for 96 yards and three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns is always good.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about a preseason game where he probably only played, what, maybe four or five series?
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely an accuracy guy. Not a huge arm like Andy Dalton. He's not going to bomb it downfield, but he's going to get you the ball. And, you know, the receivers there can make things happen afterwards. You know?
And they seem to be sort of switching to a very small passing type, you know, West Coast offense there in Cleveland. And that is exactly geared to Colt McCoy's strengths.
Yeah. So, moving forward, I mean, what do you see for Colt McCoy? I mean, do you think he could be like an every week starter? You see him more as like a matchup play, or someone gets injured? Or
I think he could be an every week play. It's going to depend on how often they pass near the goal line. Mm-hmm. You know, how often they rely on Peyton Hillis or someone to get the goal line carries. Because I think they're going to move the ball well this year, mm-hmm, and I think they're going to complete a lot of passes for short yardage.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be whether they pass on the goal line much or not.
Yeah, he's going to be more, you're going to be looking for touchdowns, I think, for him, mm-hmm, more than yards, you know.
Something interesting, too, this year, I think, with the Browns is it's going to be kind of a who's coming to dinner as far as receivers and tight ends. I mean, a lot of these guys are guys we haven't heard of because they're in such a rebuilding phase. But watch out for Little, and the guy who got two of those touchdowns a couple weeks ago was Evan Moore. Tight end.
Yeah. So you can also look out for Peyton Hillis, my boy.
Well, and that's true. I mean, but these guys are guys that haven't made any waves at all.
Yeah, Evan Moore is, I think, the backup tight end there, isn't he? I think he's backup to, what, Ben Watson or something?
Yeah. Watson, because he's awesome. I took him number one as my tight end. But it's going to be interesting to kind of see how that offense kind of pans out. Yeah. One thing we always do here, we're going to do shout-outs now. I would like to give a shout-out to Honest Rob's wife, who actually drafted the first, I want to say, four or five rounds of the draft.
Because something like that.
I was busy. I had a job to do where I couldn't get out of. First draft I've ever missed, and she made my team awesome. We game-planned a bit for this. You know, we talked strategy, and I gave her lists and stuff, but she took it the right way, took it in the right direction. I'm extremely happy.
They really did. They huddled in a corner. They shooed me and Honest Rob away. We could not be in the vicinity.
So big shout-outs to Sarah. Thank you for hooking me up.
All right, I think my shout out is going to go to Arian Foster, just because transparency in his reporting, you know, puts the MRI out for the fans. We know how
literally
his leg looks now. Yeah. So thanks to the stupidity of Arian Foster, we all know how hurt he really is.
Can we just do like maybe a Twitter shout out to all the players?
Yeah, there you go.
Twitter.
I like that. I like that.
My shout out this week is going to go more toward a little bit close to home. We all big fans of the local teams. Michigan State Spartans football.
Woo!
Starting the season this year. Friday night game, which is rare for them.
Yes. Yeah.
Youngstown.
But I think that it's important this year, too, with not just the Spartans, but all the Big Ten teams, to prove that we are as good as the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to see some great Big Ten football this year, and some huge non-conference wins would be great.
Definitely looking forward to the Spartan season.
You know what, Honest Rob? I like it. That's going to do it for us here on the 3-Point Stance. I'm Brad.
I'm Honest Rob.
And I'm Jason. Everybody, remember, keep those emails rolling in. We want to hear from you. We can answer your roster questions, your draft questions, anything you got for us. Email us at the3pointstance@gmail.com. And that is the number 3, not the word 3. Everybody, remember to keep your fantasy on the field.